Yo, what's up, everybody? We are back once again. ECT 2022 mixtape is what this is. I got a couple things to say before you get into the episode itself. The tournament was awesome. I had a really good opportunity, and of course I took it. And I got treated really nicely by that part of the world, by ECT themselves. So shout outs to Zach Katamari. I forget her name, but she's really sweet too. She's part of the staff. Who's the other guy? Willie P. Walter. He's a cool, all the dudes, everybody with ECT is awesome. So shout outs to ECT. You treat your boy really nice, and I had a fucking blast. So if you got to hang out with me, you might be part of this mixtape. I can't say a couple words here, and then I'm going to do some shout outs, but, this is probably the closest, I'm going to get, and maybe you, I don't know, get to, like an interview with Nakanishi. We were hanging out outside talking, but I'll let you get into that, you know, once the episode starts rolling, but it was great to talk to him. I really wanted to talk to him at CB, 2019. You know, I was very busy as well. So like, I got to say like hi to him. He got to say, I like your mask. And that's about all me and Nakanishi got to do. But yeah, it was like the closest I'm probably going to come to interviewing him. So that was really nice. Have a conversation with him. He's so fucking awesome. Awesome dude. And I would go to Japan and visit him. Shout outs to Sketch and Empty Shiki for translating. Cause I don't speak Japanese. And Nakanishi, you know, his English is better than my Japanese. You know what I'm saying? But shout outs to Sketch and Empty Shiki, like for real. You guys are great for translating. I never expect that to be free because that's like, you know, part of you guys' jobs, or it was a job for you at one point at least. And I know y'all still use that in your professions. So shout outs to Gourmet, shout outs to Sketch, shout outs to Empty Shiki. Thank you guys so much for translating. You know, the little questions we all ask wouldn't have been possible. So thank you so much. And then shout outs to shout out list for just people I was hanging out with. And as I said, might be part of the episode. So Velvet Thunder, Jake, you already know what it is. Moved to this side of the world recently, Pittsburgh. Kenpachi, Ohio brother, you already know what it is. Abby Servo, hey, you beat Nakanishi in teams. Impressive. It's also, you know, fun hanging out with you, as always, of course. NB, glad it was like a second time we got to meet in real life, and it was fun. It was fun hanging out with you and talking stupid shit like Home Improvement. I think we did actually get to play. You said I want to play you, and I think we did actually get to play, so that was nice. Vicky, you know what it is. Kiteo, nice meeting you. I don't know if that was the first time we met, but you're awesome. And yeah. Keep at it. You'll get there for sure. My brothers, of course, Ethan and Alex, made the trip so easy. That 10-hour drive for me went by pretty quick. And I do it again. You know, my brothers posted up the Bellamy Brother room. We had a fucking blast, man. I love my bros. Shout out to you guys. Zach, Cincinnati Zach. Shout outs to you, man. You kick ass, and you did really well. Nakanishi's a fucking beast, but you'll get him next time. Adam Action Hank, you're so much fun to hang out with, man. One of my best friends for sure. We had an absolute blast. So good on your performance too, man. That's no slouch. You got up there. That was a rough ass tournament. Mighty Mar, good hanging out, good seeing you, representing Midwest. You and Action Hank's match, when you got him with the Cobra Strikes, that was a standout for me, for sure. Cammy, it was fun doing commentary with you. I don't think we've ever done commentary together, so like I feel like our chemistry was really, really good. Our commentary chemistry. But it was super fun. James Chen, also, both of you doing commentary, both of you, was a lot of fun. And I obviously would gladly do it again. We put on a one hell of a fucking show. And you know what? Fuck the YouTube comments. Fuck the haters. Those motherfuckers ain't getting up there. And if they did, people would be bored to fucking death because those motherfuckers couldn't do what we do. So shout outs to all the commentators out there. Shout outs to James Chen. Shout outs to Cammy. Y'all are fucking awesome. Shout outs to the young man Keychain. First time I met him. He plays a ton of games. But first time I got to meet him and hang out with him. Super cool dude. And Duke, shout outs to my man Duke. Hard bread. You already know what it is. There's a couple things I wanted from ECT going into it. One of the things was to like talk to Nakanishi and have a conversation, which I did. So mission accomplished there. And then my other thing was to have a New York joint roll for me, you know, to have Sketch or Duke roll a J for me. And I got both of those. I got Spliff Master from DNF Duel. That's both of y'all. So thank you for doing that, Duke. You had that joint was fucking crazy, man. so shout outs to you, Duke. Good seeing you, man. Groove Diva, Avery, good seeing you once again. We've been crossing paths a lot lately. We've both been traveling, I guess, as much as we can for VSAV. So it's been a pleasure, man. A midnight pleasure this year. When I kind of thought it after Combo Breaker it'd be dead, but it's not, and we've been having an absolute blast. So I don't know who I missed on this list. I'm sorry if I actually was just trying to like get names I have that are actually on this podcast that are on the conversations that I'm putting in this episode. So if I missed you, I'm sorry, but you still have the fame and glory of being on this uber famous podcast, right? But yeah, shout outs to all of you. Shout outs to everybody that hung out and party with me and said some words for the pod and everything everyone does for Vampire Savior. This shit's kicking, man. It's going. It's going to keep going, and I'm happy to be a part of it. So everybody, enjoy the ECT 2022 mixtape. A lot of fun stuff in here, and I hope you enjoy. And yeah, see you next time.
Okay. So it's just going to be audio. What do you think about ECT?
Good press and nothing special.
Okay. How do you feel about your chances, Nakanishi's chances of winning the money in ECT?
Yeah, I don't get big money.
You'll get big money? Okay, you heard it here first. Nakanishi's going to get the big money, ladies and gentlemen. Tournament starting soon. Hey, man, congratulations. Yes. Thank you. That was Nakanishi, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Japan. We're here in ECT. Let's fucking go, right?
Was your first experience with Home Improvement for Super Nintendo?
It's like that.
I have no idea.
Guy that got jumped in, the cameraman.
Do you ever remember playing that at all?
Did we have it?
No, dude. It was a super game, and I when I got a super like way later, I never had it.
We didn't have a super growing up though.
Nah, not growing up. Like later in life.
Yeah, I think I've seen some people play it, but I don't think I've ever played that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Do you remember when we played Lester the Unlikely?
Oh yeah.
It's. It really does remind me of that game a bit.
Okay.
But I don't think we played it during that marathon. We did.
Yeah.
We didn't play Home Improvement. I don't think. Which is a goddamn shame.
It's true.
But
we did not,
because we were playing some bad stuff on purpose. But
I think like people were requesting stuff. I think Ray told us to play some stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember telling us to play Fantasy Zone.
That game was.
It was like an acid trip, like shmup game. So, who's your favorite of the kids in Home Improvement?
I mean, that's JTT,
though. Oh yeah, man. His name was Randy.
Was it Randy?
It was fucking Randy. It was.
What are you guys here for, a tournament?
Huh?
What are you guys here for?
I'm here. Have you ever played Home Improvement for Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
No, is that what? Oh, I've heard of it though.
Have you watched? Did you watch the show?
I watched the show, yeah.
But you never played the Super Nintendo game?
I never played the Super Nintendo one. I heard about it on Game Grumps.
What did you hear about it on Game Grumps? Like
how,
what?
How inconceivably bad it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I was hoping he was going to be the last fighter in Smash.
Tim Allen?
Yeah, Tim Allen. That would have been a pretty good pick, right? He's a gaming classic. He's on the SNES.
He would only win by a tool timeout.
I know.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I'm not here for the Smash tournament. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Right. Sorry.
I thought you guys heard something. So.
It's like Street Fighter or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a Smash tournament? Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay.
Whoa. Like crossover.
What do you, did you have any experience with Home Improvement for the Super Nintendo?
No, not at all. I played Boogerman, dude.
Oh, the pick and flick adventure?
Yeah, pick and flick, yeah. Boogerman's classic.
Boogerman's dope.
He had loogies, you can get the milk.
Do you like Earthworm Jim or Boogerman better?
Ooh, that's a tough
that's
one.
That's right.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Boogerman.
Boogerman's awesome. Yeah. They were both in Clay Fighter.
Yeah, they're both in Clay Fighter. Earthworm, he had the Uzi, though. That was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was a weird game.
Boogerman didn't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun, but he had fucking boogers. That's cool. That's my game.
They were like, so Earthworm Jim and Boogerman, it just kind of reminds me of like a Ren and Stimpy, like the Ren and Stimpy of like games at the time.
Yes.
I guess before or around, they probably put a Ren and Stimpy game out.
I always ask people, you ever played Boogerman? No one ever says they ever seen the game before. I'm like, how? He had a fucking case, goofy-ass feet.
I remember like the ads advertisements and like GamePro and stuff. And I was like, this is crazy. Like one of his feet is busting out of his shoe.
He has the toe coming out of his shoe. Yeah.
And he's like unshaven and he has like a bandit mask on. And
he was a homeless man with a case. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
He lived in a sewer and flicked boogers at you. That was his defense mechanism.
I never played the homeless man.
I'm an ass man.
Boogerman is better than Home Improvement.
Yeah, for sure. From what I've heard.
Word on the street.
Word on the street. There's fucking dinosaurs in Home Improvement.
Boogerman NFC is worth more than Home Improvement NFC.
I don't know how that has anything to do with Home Improvement. I don't so good.
Did you pick Dr. Grant or the Raptor?
Dr. Grant or the Raptor?
You got a Raptor?
Yeah. That's usually picked the Raptor.
Yeah.
Dr. Grant had like guns, taser guns and stuff. Like, no, like real heavy artillery. But you're a Raptor, you know, like, you're like ingrown toenails, like heavy artillery. Well, favorite Home Improvement kid? Did you have one? Did you not like them?
No, I don't like them at all. I don't like any of those kids.
They called them their perfect little cracker boys. And it's like, I do think about that. I do think that.
It was like the 90s cracker boy, Jonathan Taylor Thomas ass, like, archetype. Yeah. Like, they were like, get three of them.
Yeah.
You gotta wear that flannel shirt and that undershirt.
I didn't know there was a Home Improvement game.
And you gotta be on the cover of Tiger Beat.
I love the show. The show's cool. But never.
Tiger Beat? Oh my god. Yeah. Isn't it? It's like one of Sagat's moves.
Yeah. Tiger Beat.
Just him on the front page with like pink lettering.
He's got like chubby, shiny cheeks, like a little cherub. A little cherub boy with an eye patch. Yeah. Tiger Beat! And it's just a noise of like flipping through the magazine. Sagat's the centerfold that month.
Yeah.
It's just JTT with a scar on his chest and an eye patch. Yo!
Jonathan Tiger Thomas.
Inside.
Jonathan Tiger What do you remember from Home Improvement for Super Nintendo?
I remember it was pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't finish it. Like, I only played it for like, what, 5-10 minutes because my cousin had it.
Oh, your cousin did have, like, owned a copy?
Yo, my cousin had all, he was the only child, so he was spoiled.
Okay, he knows, that's him right there. That's him.
Home Improvement, Home Alone, fucking, what other fucking TV show?
Only children are Home Alone a lot.
Home Alone sucks. Yeah, all them books, yeah, I remember that fucking game.
We had a
trash.
Do you remember anything about the first stage?
It's been so long. So long.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is an experiment I've been running since Combo Breaker, is asking people what their memories are of Home Improvement for Super Nintendo. Did you watch the show?
Yeah, but I don't know what the fuck was going on. I was like five or six years old.
Okay.
I didn't know what fucking Tim Allen was talking about or what it was all about.
What?
Yep, that's all I remember.
That's all you remember. Do you remember Wilson? He was the neighbor that you never saw his
full face. Yes.
The bucket hat on. Yeah. Yep, and you the fisherman hat and bucket hat, and you never saw his full face, just like his eyes.
Ooh, let me go hit the dad.
You're good, man. You're good, man. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, or was that the other one?
I don't remember him. What do you guys remember about Home Improvement for Super Nintendo?
Weirdly enough, I never came across it as a kid because it wasn't at Blockbuster, and I never saw it at any stores to rent. The first time I encountered that game was watching speedrun archives and just seeing it come up.
Yeah. Being like later in life.
Yeah, much later, in my 20s, and being like, what the fuck? There are dinosaurs in this game? The game I rented the most from Blockbuster would have been Virtual Bart.
Oh, fuck, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
And Sketch the other day was playing it, I want to say, on his stream. But Virtual Bart. I played that a lot, but I always walled at it. And then the other game we would try to rip from Blockbuster is Dragon Ball GT Final Bout, because it was so rare, right?
Absolutely.
And Thu the other day was talking about, you ever, steal the GT Final Bout from the Blockbuster, and have to owe them $150?
That's exactly what I was just going to say. We had a kid in our school that took the copy, and he had money and shit. He was an only child, I think, too. And he burned it somehow. He ripped the copy, and then he was burning copies for people.
Being an only child is like being an Alpha 3 Vism when you just start with 100% meter. Oh, yeah, right off the rip. You're spoiled as fuck right away.
Any touch you get, you just win.
Capitalism right away.
You win capitalism. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's my only experience. I really have
that's
not.
Fine.
I wish I had played the game. I've seen it ever since and just been wow, what a turd, you know? But, yeah, shout outs to the homies Tim Gallen and Al Bath Borland, for sure.
All right. Yeah, this dude had three sons, also two kids.
He had three.
He had three boys.
Three boys, yes.
Show-wise, or...
Yeah.
I don't even know about any of that stuff.
And what I remember about Home Improvement for Super Nintendo is I didn't play it till way later in life. I played it on ROM and emulator.
Yeah.
And I just was... I never made it past the dinosaur stage, the first stage.
That's everybody's killer stage.
That's pretty much all I remember from
it. I can make it past the dinosaur stage. Why? Let me boot up Fightcade. Time at Home Improvement.
Is that shit on Fightcade? Is it on the lineup?
Maybe.
It might be.
Maybe, or I'll just get the wrong.
It'll get there eventually.
So you're saying you can beat the dinosaur stage?
Are you the king of dinosaurs?
I think the place you are, because you go through the tool time machine, and then you're in dinosaur land.
Seazock the tool man Taylor, right?
Justice Hercules! Big fall! That's when Tim hurts himself. Big fall! Poseidon weave! Tim the Teazock Taylor.
I'm going to ask Biggie if I can use the speaker, because I actually have my turntables in my car.
Oh, shit.
I could DJ. I have a lot, because I got to go to work. I got to go straight to work after the weekend.
Okay.
You got any drum and bass?
I can download some drum and bass real quick.
All right.
I got house shit.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
I'm down with house, D&B, hip-hop, whatever.
Yeah. I can.
Two-step. Jungle.
What about Home Improvement soundtrack?
What about HIV? I'm
not putting that shit on my laptop.
That's it. I've had enough.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, I want to hear what it sounds like right now. At this moment.
What do you think about self-improvement?
I have a lot of thoughts about that. Self-improvement, it can only come through love.
Love?
Yeah.
Dedication?
Uh-huh.
Regrets?
Self-improvement has to come through a joy also. Like, I spent a lot of time, I was going to get a PhD in philosophy.
Okay.
I noticed I couldn't learn anymore because I couldn't feel joy about it. And
about philosophy?
Yep. And so it's like you have to grow in another place before you can recapture that joy. I don't know.
Do you think philosophy's depressing?
No, there's a time for it where it can give you growth, and there's times where it will lock you into a room.
like
a bonded room.
Like a
yes.
Like a room on a Home Improvement.
Like a room that Tim like Allen may have built. There's something meta about Home Improvement because it's like they're building, you know.
There's definitely a whole different universe, its own Home Improvement-verse.
I watched that shit with my grandma.
Who was your favorite of the kids?
I don't remember. I was really young.
Okay. Do you like Wilson?
Those three cracker boys.
Cracker boys?
Those are some like crackers.
Those are perfect little
blue-eyed little angel cherubim. That's what they are.
The cracker boys? What were their names?
I don't fucking remember.
Oh, man. Was it Mark?
Wait, I like the neighbor.
Mark was the one who became Mark. The goth kid.
He became a goth kid. Uh-huh. That's later season.
Yeah. Oh, man. What's Marth? Roy?
and Lucario.
Okay, I'm done. Brad. Brad was the oldest one. Brad was the oldest son of the Home Improvement kids. Brad was your favorite one?
Just because of that episode, I was like, awesome.
Do you remember when Mark became a goth kid? Did you make it that far?
I've seen a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, because I know you're pretty dedicated. You're seeing a lot of it. What did you think of Wilson?
Mark was the youngest.
Mark was the youngest one, and JTT was the middle child.
He's kind of like the average-looking kid, and then the other two were like fucking models and shit.
Yeah. They were on the cover of Tiger Beat magazine.
Dude, what's his name?
Like Teen Heartthrobs. Heartthrob. Yeah, Teen Heartthrobs.
JTT?
Yeah. Because they were perfect little cracker boys. Oh, yeah. What's that called? Jungle to Jungle?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was? It was Jungle to Jungle.
Yeah, they're like summer camp. Weird shit.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think of Al Borland? What?
I'm not gonna listen to this bullshit. So.
Okay.
Onward we go. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Oh shit. That's what they like.
I got winner. Fuck this.
There you go.
Oh shit.
That's fucking OD at this game. But this guy's also fucking OD at this game. So it's like. Yeah, like. Bunch fucking. Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh my God!
Oh,
wow.
That was good.
I fucking love it. It's beautiful. Let's fucking go.
I'm gonna need you to step that shit up, player.
Oh shit, yo! Onto the moon!
The moon!
The
moon!
The
moon!
Oh my god.
Okay, we got a match.
We got a real match.
Wow.
My man Bunch is activated. This is fucking
What
is this to? Damn, that's crazy, bro.
How do we fix this out?
Yo.
Oh no!
This explains a lot.
What?
I said this explains a lot.
About what? What explains what?
Nothing at all.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Is that Matt Charter?
Jesus.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's brutal.
J-Log got mad.
It's a wrap like this on Christmas.
Jesus.
Dave! Bunch!
I don't get it. I'm like, what?
They're fucking crazy. They're nuts. Yeah. That was cool.
Zach's in lobbies with casuals.
I'm sorry?
Zach's in the lobbies with casuals.
He's just in the lobby?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
You know what? Like, the whole, like, quiet quitting is like, I invented that shit. I've been doing that since I was, like, 15. Since I was 15 years old, I've been quiet quitting. They're like, I'm like, this job sucks. And they're like, oh, you get a cigarette break. I'm like, all right. Time for a cigarette forever. See you later. And they're like, where did you go? I was like, you ain't my fucking mom.
We both need a
shitty job.
Torch this shit, dude. But yeah.
You're not my mom, shitty job.
Yeah, I just played a bunch of vampires over the last, like,
3 years. Yeah, I've really enjoyed our sets. Like,
and then, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
I appreciate the Sable experience.
I have books that I'm going to read, I guess. I don't know.
You do it. Read books. Books are awesome.
Save vampires, read books.
Do you like podcasts other than his?
Yep.
Don't talk to me. We can't do this.
I mean, we used to do Comedy Bang Bang together,
yeah,
but
we can't do this right now. He's recording it. I'm too embarrassed already.
That's...
Ask him if I made him sweat in our set.
どうだった試合？
そうね、野次はちゃんとやっててよかった。あのスケッチさんの家でちゃんとやっててよかった。
うん、
それで癖がつかめたから。
うん、
でもあの2人とも遠距離で無駄なジャンプしなかったから、
うん、
しなくなってちゃんとその対策したんだなと思ったんで、
うんうん、
じゃあもうあの我慢比べ、我慢合戦しようと思って、うん、じっくりやった。
じゃあじゃそのジャンプの、まあ、多かった。
I don't know.
So we kind of hung ourselves because he was just waiting it out. He was playing lame, and he said, like, you kind of jumped too much, and basically you just ate all those, you know, like,
anti-airs.
Yeah. Slashes, yep.
But no, he said, like, we did pretty well.
Slash!
Good.
Cool.
Does our... Do any of their players follow our stream and watch our streams?
Are you asking them?
I'm sorry?
Know our players, basically, like familiarity with any of our players at all?
Wait,
he thinks you look skinny.
Oh, yes, I have. I started riding my bike. I started biking.
Biking.
I started playing biking. Tatami pickles. Tatami. I started riding my bike. I stopped being a fat American and I started riding my bike. And I definitely lost weight. Funny thing, you see this shirt I have here? It's a New Japan Pro Wrestling Vampire Savior. Yeah, hell yeah, definitely. It's a special shirt I got. It's a special shirt I got. Yeah. So I've had this shirt for a decade. I've had this shirt for 10 years. 10 years. I've been too fat to fit in the shirt. I started riding my bike. I lost weight. And I can finally wear this shirt for ECT.
I walked in there and
loved it. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I lost. It used to, you see here? It used to be, woo! Woo! It's good now.
So it was, he saw, I guess you used to have more on your chin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now you have the chisel cut.
Yeah,
chin.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He was like, is that Yeti?
I
couldn't recognize you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, thank you.
I when it was this big, I was unemployed. I had no job. Yeah. So I had to shave a little. I had to shave a little when I had a job. So when it looks this big, I'm no job.
Thank you.
Yeah. But if I shave, that means I have a job.
Hey, you lost some weight too.
Yes, and I lost.
No job?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, when I was fat, I had no job. Yeah. Yeah, so I lost weight. And now I can wear this shirt I've had for 10 years. It's been a long time. I got this at Final Round for the. Kyle got it for me at the Resurrection.
Anybody
tournament.
Know any names?
They gave us like a handful of these.
Like when it came out.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to wear this for 10 years because I was too fat. Okay, cool. They took a picture. Yes! Let's do it.
You want to take a picture first?
Oh, no, I'm recording right now.
Oh, okay.
Like audio, so we're good. We're good. Duke, it's awesome to see you. I was telling Nakanishi, I've had this shirt for 10 years, right? They gave Kyle one of these for the Resurrection exhibition at Final Round. And I haven't been able to fit this because it's a Japanese large.
Oh, yeah.
And I just lost a lot of weight because I've been biking for since the pandemic. I picked up bicycling.
So you're mad hype now. You can wear it.
Yeah, so I can wear a shirt I've had for a fucking decade.
Which you've never worn.
I couldn't wear it because it made my gamer boobs look too big.
It's funny because AOD, I was looking at the shirt in the stream.
Uh huh.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah. This is.
Wrestling vampire.
Hell yeah. I'm not like a fashion dude, but this is definitely the rarest t-shirt I have. Like 100% the rarest t-shirt. It's a Capcom shirt.
And I'm like, what? This is the thing that they told me.
Nobody knows.
I can say whatever I want in the mic. That's getting the
mic. Yeah, man. I haven't been able to wear it for so long, so. Oh, my goodness.
I was kind of glad that Mar beat you, so I didn't have to potentially lose to you twice today.
You ever like a
beer? Man, I'll be really salty if you.
Sorry,
you have a beer at all?
Yeah. I wasn't salty that's about the BS, but I'm gonna take that information back to my Dudley player close like medium punch.
That's
like
awesome.
It seemed like such a good like quick hit confirm.
Thank you so much.
Would
you like a beer?
Beer. Yeah.
Tell them to do that.
Hell yeah.
You can chain that too, right? It goes into something else. Like north house, right?
Yeah, from this area generally.
It's cheap, but it's like one of the best cheap beers.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
chain, right? Come by.
Makes sense. No, we have an up and coming Dudley player like locally.
But you can.
Yeah. Luke.
Come by! Oh, shit.
Yes!
Ah. Waterfall.
Is that like the closest? Probably.
Probably. Oh shit! Thank you.
That might be. Oh, you're good. Still puffing.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I thought you were doing pretty good today.
Good?
I'm satisfied with 5 minutes.
Cool, okay.
Shiki?
Yeah, it was funny. Like, I wore a mask and sunglasses all day and nobody recognized me. I'm like, this is the life I subscribe to.
Test back over there. Yeah.
I thought you did. No, I was like, I'm going to... Yeah, I was like, I'm going to let
this is like, this is like Caesar's Beatings vampires.
Yeah, this is Caesar's Beatings. This is Caesar's Beatings.
Yeah, this is like all the same people, pretty much.
It's like a 20-year reunion.
With like a few heads.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck going to my high school reunion. I'm going to my vampire saving reunion.
My name's Jake.
My vampire
reunion. Velvet Thunder is my tag, but I was there at a Combo Breaker when you did the exhibition and just destroyed everybody. You're super good. Super entertaining to watch. I love watching you play.
You fucked me up. I got fucked up.
Same.
I can't tell. Fuck that shit up. Slice the fuck out of me.
All day.
Do the fucking the jump away.
Yo, that instant overhead.
It's so rough.
I hate it. I can't. Yeah.
Hi there. My husband.
It's so good.
Is it like, number one?
Over there.
Yeah, but pass it back.
Give it back to Duke.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Give it to Duke. Or Adam.
Duke?
Okay.
I was so high I couldn't find you. I was like, where'd he go? I didn't look down.
SoCal, right?
Yeah. Duke always dressed in
like
dark.
Combo Breaker 2018.
And it's not like he'd be hitting. I'm like, where the fuck he's at?
He's always like lurking in the shadows, right? Like, he's always ready to get you. Yeah. He's just
like
chilling.
Like a whole samurai. Like,
hell yeah. Just crack your one off real quick.
Definitely.
How you feeling?
And my husband's like,
I'm okay.
It was fun.
I
was
actually no. I'm feeling okay. Okay.
Are you feeling better?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to do.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I really want to do. Right. Good.
I'll find. If you need me to find people, I'll find people.
Let me hit it again.
But yeah.
It's a big fucking joint.
Oh,
but yeah, it's. I'll just have to invest it into.
That's time. Just, you have been doing much.
It depends on what state you're in. There's some that are still
since like after pandemic.
With like anything, like even just possessions.
How many times have you been in the same thing? Pandemic in most people's eyes is over.
It's not worse than.
Since we're back to real life. A handful of times.
I sat down.
I was even better every time. In my eyes. So. I mean, I watch you play. I talk about everybody's matches. I fucking watch you play. I know what's going on.
Are you playing the 2v2 tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. Are you? Okay.
No, I've never played yet.
Oh, I've never actually played one tomorrow. Yeah, I am playing tomorrow.
Okay.
Good stuff for them.
Thank you.
You kicked ass.
The time I played it was the first DSAT tournament when the DSR came out.
Man.
I thought you were the best. I thought you were the best SAT.
He has the cheap shit.
Like all of their business.
I love how slimy this is. I love how much grime there is.
It's so good. It's so fun. It's so nasty. It's so cheap. It's so fun. But everybody can do it.
Good. Yeah, I do feel good.
See, I like it a lot.
Good. You did fucking awesome. Like, really. You really did.
That's really so good.
Exactly. When you almost go down. That was fucking intense. How long have you been playing? I never asked you. How long have you been playing Vampire?
Since pandemic.
That's when I got a whiff of you. Because I was
That's
doing... Yeah, right. So I was doing commentary then. And like, for those tournaments and I'm seeing you and I'm like, who the fuck is this, right? You know? Awesome. Like, new dedicated person, right? And I was like, shit.
That's why I got a Morgan.
Oh, really?
Morgan.
It toned
it
down a bit?
Yeah. And then I got nicer Morgan.
You got a nicer Morgan?
I got a nice Morgan.
Okay.
Kyle wins, I got a nice Morgan.
I wrote in when you got a nice Morgan. All right.
It's a struggle, Kyle.
I'm like, I always want to leave no
pocket. You want me?
It's a little struggle, man.
Oh, okay. I love how stylish they play.
Got some of that shit off on stream.
I should have gone to Combo Breaker a couple times. That was kind of my first. I should have gone to Combo Breaker three times, I think. He went to Combo Breaker as well. Yeah, that was where
Only the Combo Breaker champion.
Yeah.
is that trophy at Big One?
Yeah.
It is?
You won Combo Breaker 2019. That's fucking awesome.
They put the trophy in the arcade. It's beautiful. I remember the picture after you won 2019. I remember you posted a picture when you put it in Big One. I was like, that's so fucking cool that, like, you have this thing of trophies. It's like Alien versus Predator.
Big one?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's so cool. Like, it's like the community gets together, and all the good players that win tournaments around the world, they put the decoration up to honor the arcade. You know, it's awesome. It's so dope because it's like a dojo.
Yeah, it's like a dojo.
Hell yeah, it's like a dojo.
Boxing gym.
Yeah. Absolutely. How long have you been playing fighting games?
Maybe
20 years.
Now I'm 39 old.
You're 39?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 39. I'm 39 too. We are brothers. Me and Nakanishi are brothers. We're the same age.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Hang on. When's your birthday?
May 12th.
May 12th?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, I'm July 7th. What's going on here?
It's the same day.
Warming
room. Oh, super close. So you guys are 2 months apart.
I guess so. Yeah.
Come by. Yeah.
You're playing fighting games about 20 years, right?
Yeah.
What was your first fighting game? You're very good at CBS 2 as well.
Yeah, CBS 2 is my first arcade game. When I'm maybe 18 years old.
Oh, when you started? Okay.
2001.
Wow. That game's hard.
Well, yeah, this guy casually got like top three in like five games this weekend. How many? Like,
oh shit!
You got what?
How many?
How many? How many? How many? How many? How many? How many? How many? How many? How many?
How many? How many? How many? How many? How many?
Oh shit!
Second place.
Oh, you got second.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Justin Wong and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I beat him.
Oh shit!
Okay.
Hell
yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
What?
CVS,
yes, it was CVS from Combo Breaker. Yeah, yeah. Yep, I remember.
Awesome. Did you end up winning Super Turbo or did you get second?
Yeah, second
for Super Turbo. Okay, I was mad. If I had won my first game, me and you would have played, but I lost against the guy I played against.
I remember you said that to me. Yeah.
I got Boxer Throw Looped. I was like, well, all right.
Peace.
I wish I could pick their brain more.
Right. It'd be incredible.
Pick Nakanishi's brain.
Oh, you gotta like talk to me.
Brain.
Ask your questions.
Oh, like you.
Yeah, I feel great.
You talking about being the same age reminded me. I was fucking dying when the top eight started. He's like, who's this masked man? I'm like, you're like, oh, I'm just a 40-year-old man with a podcast. What's up, everybody?
just a 40-year-old douchebag with a podcast. Like every 40-year-old douchebag.
Who's this masked man?
Oh, you know.
40-year-old dude with a podcast. That's me. Welcome to top eight, everybody.
Yeah, that's me. It's an absolute...
I'm sorry. They just, like...
He'll be back.
Yeah.
What's up?
Get a pizza and I'm just like...
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Oh, like, do they buffer guard fees often after unsafe streams?
No,
just straight DP, like no buffer. Back 4 6 2 3.
That's how fast he fucking does it.
I do that half the time, 50%.
Your GCs are good too.
Half is
okay.
Yeah, is there a disadvantage to buffer? Is that why people don't do it?
Actually, he does it a little bit on player side too, sometimes.
Against Queen
B, he doesn't like to do it off the first hit. He only does it off the second hit, so it's so risky to go for it.
Because it messes up your input. That makes sense.
Anticipating fighting her. This time he didn't have to, but he like prepared the.
Oh my god. You're blushing? Are you blushing? Yeah, you're blushing.
She's blushing. That's funny. That's funny.
That's pretty lit. That's a high compliment.
Maybe.
Fantastic.
Together we are top players.
Yeah.
We are top players. You made me a top player by beating me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You blessed me with top player,
that
with fourth
makes
place.
You up it bumped you up a little bit?
Yeah. He gave me fourth place. You know, he knighted me with fourth place.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
The Royal Nakanishi.
Yes.
His honor. Thank you.
The Royal Guard.
Yes.
Yeah, knighted. Yeah, dude.
I was on one knee. There was a whole ceremony. Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
I was really salty when he beat me. He fucked me up, though.
Which game?
Third Strike.
Oh, yeah.
My main game.
Damn, dude. How was the match?
Well, he got me in pools, and it was a 2-0, and I didn't really get my footing. Then in top 8, in losers, semifinals, or whatever,
yeah.
I also, just really trying to hang on, but I couldn't do it.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
Clean me up.
Sure. Damn.
It was a good game.
But it was an experience, right?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to get to Justin Wong, though. I never played Justin Wong in Third Strike. Not offline, at least.
There was a couple boss characters in the tournament, would you say?
Yes, there were. Including my friend Bubbles over there, the one with the blunt in his mouth.
Yeah.
tall white boy right there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
He
awesome.
Knocked him out, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
I play Sasquatch.
my fellow New Yorker over there.
That's beautiful. I love the New York scene.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him. He wants to play Bishamon. So maybe one day he'll
let's
play
go,
some
let's
yeah.
go, let's go. Cut a 14 wide. Get him into it?
Yeah, make him watch Grand Finals.
Yeah, you got to fucking come
watch,
on.
You know, top eight of tonight.
That's the samurai master. Samurai, the sword master. He'll cut you up.
You need to teach my friend Bubbles. Yeah, Bubbles. He's gonna teach you how to play Bishamon.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna give him free lessons, right? No, because we share a bond. We share a bond, so you get him free lessons.
I'm
shy. He's shy. We can't do it.
I won't do my favor here.
Nice. Congrats on our first.
Next year he's gonna see you in grand and he's gonna make you pay.
No problem.
Yes.
With you and you.
Yeah, we're newer players in New York. But he's really good. He's getting good really fast. Really, really nice Ryu. He's learning from, I don't know if you know, Osha Mambo, Daisuke? He's a, he's a Ryu player from Japan. From like Kyoto. And he lives in New York. And so he teaches us how to play and stuff.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. His Ryu?
Yeah.
He's so dope.
Shinko Ryu. Yeah,
his Ryu's so,
I watch
y'all's like New York streams and like,
yeah.
His really Ryu's so fucking good.
But, you know, he's going to Dungeon Route, so...
He won Jazzy, right? Or no.
No,
he didn't win Jazzy.
Jazzy was stacked.
He made it. He was at Jazzy, but...
Issei won Jazzy, yeah.
Issei, that's right.
Issei beat Dr. Steelhammer, another...
Steelhammer, Yurian's awesome.
Yeah, that's the guy who saw me Yurian.
Did he win Makai World Cup? Did he win Makai when he came to Cincy? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He was still a young player transitioning to Yurian.
I know.
And so he went young versus Kane. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I got to play Kane as well. I beat Kane to get to him.
Yeah. They came to my city. They came to Cincy.
Cincinnati?
Makai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baby.
Is Makai over? Is there no more Makais?
You know, what happened was we were coming high off 2019 when we had Mabu and we had Mabu Wolf. We had Takahashi Gallen and we had 0-1 and we had Kame Victor from the Cincinnati.
Wow, that's a big squad.
Yeah. And we had, you know, Japanese players were coming back to Makai for 2020 and the world got shut down.
Pandemic.
So Arcade Legacy, where we had it, the Dead Mall, is now closed and being mowed down.
Oh, I saw that they had the final event.
They had the final one there, yeah. And they we're getting a new spot though. But it's gonna take a little bit.
Sure.
But,
no rush right now. I think now's a good time to kind of take time and
it really is. Right. It really is. But we want to get back to it. You know. So we do want to try to. I think we want to try to do something at some point.
Sure. And I love, like, now that I'm basically a VSAC player, it's like, fuck, I mean, yeah, there's no are. Going back.
You
so
are, yeah, you definitely
I would,
are.
I would love to come up with something that's like VSAC centric.
We need Nakanishi at Makai.
We need
Nakanishi at Makai when we get the new arcade. We get a new arcade.
Yeah.
And you come to Makai.
Yes.
Yeah, come to Makai with 01 and Mabu and Kame and Takahashi. You got all of you. Come to Makai. We would love that. That would be awesome. Yeah, and come. Oh yeah. Yes.
Both.
Absolutely.
I want to say, it's good, good to have a nice fighting game in our back home.
Oh, thank you for playing. It was very interesting. I haven't played a game like that before.
Oh, good. Is the mirror like a Pokemon match?
Well, not really. I'm comfortable. I used to play on the Zaynac. And I played that much recently. Well, I beat him twice.
Today? Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's is there like player differences?
Yeah.
Other than like...
Sketches fun. Sketches?
You have many fans.
Very strong.
Thank you.
Everybody loves you. You have many fans, believe me. It's always special when you come here. It's always very special. Yeah. It makes the event special. It's incredible.
I guess that's like
you are higher level of vampire. USA, we try. We want to be higher level. So playing you will help us get to the higher level. That's how I feel.
Yeah, we think that if you learned a little bit more of the Japanese kind, maybe you can get
that. I mean, yeah, like that's something we don't have because we are not Japan. Japan has been strong since the game came out 1997. So they've been Japan been strong then. U.S. We're trying to catch up. Definitely. I love watching your guys' stuff, though. I watch you guys very early in the morning for me. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, very, very. Complete opposite. Completely different. So, very, very different. But 01, translate in chat. We'll translate it in chat for us and say, you know, hello and everything. So, very cool. But very early.
Yeah, because it's still go through. It doesn't like push it.
I wish I knew Japanese.
Be a Japanese.
I wish I learned Japanese. I wish I knew Japanese.
Yeah. There's
like. It's all good. I want to go.
at all?
I want to go to there.
I'm pretty Japan.
Be awesome. Yeah. Who do you think is the best Japanese Sasquatch? Best Japanese Sasquatch, in your opinion?
Example for a new player?
For a new player?
I think
DD is so good.
And Hosokawa.
Yeah.
OKKB.
OKKB, Evo champion. Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. I lost a few.
He's so good. In your opinion, what do you think, or who do you think is best vampire savior player?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Kane?
Kane?
Kane, yeah.
Best in America or Japan?
Best of Felicia.
Best in Japan?
Sorry. About Aelris?
Aelris. Oh, okay. You're good. I was asking him who does he think is the best player in America and who is the best player in Japan? His opinion. Like, yeah. Aelris and Kane. Oh yeah, that's there.
In Japan,
very good.
Retired
player.
Okay.
Retired player. Kaji?
Kaji Lilith.
Kaji Reed.
Oh, they're amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
And DD?
Yeah.
And Genyaki, now player is Kosho.
Kosho Beletta. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
He
went very consistently.
I know. I watch. I've seen it. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
多分彼今配信してるな、なんかストリーミングしてるんです
よ。He's streaming right now.
Oh, he is?
大丈夫です。自分が全然英語できないから、だからできるだけ質問とかは答えたいんですよ。
Yeah, he can't do much English, but you know, he wants to answer as many questions as he can.
Fuck yeah. Okay, cool. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck like, yes. Yeah, I'm not saying fuck you to Nakanishi. I'm not saying fuck you. No. I'm from the Midwest. I sometimes act like a hillbilly. Sorry. I can't help it. No. I consider you definitely one of the best. Just in the world, but definitely in Japan as well, which is stronger than our scene. So, yeah.
Aelris said he thinks you're the best in the world.
Yeah, Aelris thinks you are the best in the world.
Hi,
Vicky. How are you doing? Anything you want to ask Nakanishi?
Aelris は確かに強いプレイヤーなんですけど、自分がフェリシア戦の経験がありすぎて、そこまで脅威じゃなかったっていうのがある。まあ、申し訳ないけど。
It's okay. You're good.
He thinks, You think that Larry is like the best player in the US right now?
Hell yeah!
He plays like so many Felicias that are just super strong. He's like mastered the matchup like completely, so it's not as that much of a threat as. Yeah.
You do you usually beat Lene?
Yeah. Rene.
You do?
Rene is a fucking Felicia player.
Absolutely, I think Lene is the best Felicia player, and you can beat Lene.
He usually push and middle crouching MP, mashing.
Crouching MP, mashing? Yeah. Oh, okay. I do see that a lot from them. I do.
I now have a question. Okay, so when it comes to, like, so you said, like, you have, like, a lot of matchup experience against the strong Felicias in Japan. So is Zabel a character that's, like, you're, like, that they did,
it's like, hard to beat.
How does your feelings on Zabel? I guess, like, I don't know how to put this in words, but you know what I'm trying to ask? Like,
how do you feel about fighting against Zabel? How do you feel about fighting against Zabel? What are your thoughts?
Japanese Zabel.
Or just in general?
Well, like, compare like Japanese like habits, like, you know, in terms of like, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Zabel in general. And now nothing's probably open. Or something like that. Yeah, exactly. Fucked up. Just have a breakfast feast, I guess. It's terrible. Oh, really? He made the right choice.
Yeah. Okay, you play like Japanese players, but maybe you do, you make a little bit more like input errors or something. Yeah, and then like what makes Komimaro special is he does a lot of really good spacing with his like jumping normals and stuff, and jumping and dashing normals, so like keeping like getting like the max range and everything with those normals, and that's really hard to deal with. When he's fighting like other examples, though, aside from Komimaro, it's like, they like to just do their thing and like kind of, you know, come in and get encouraging to like a fist fight. Yeah, but he's like really strong at that, so yeah, it's like, mom.
Yeah.
Like, I can just fight it out, I'll
check
it out.
Not afraid to do so.
パンを握ったらめちゃくちゃやりたいことができるモードと、あとはその自分のリーチを生かしたダルシムみたいなモードがあるから、そのダルシムみたいなモードを使えると、多分あのそうね、ペルシアみたいに上からずっと飛んでくるとか、ああいう荒らしてくるタイプにもあの処理ができると思う。
Yeah, there's kind of two types of modes for Zabel. It's like, I got you in a bad position, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want to your face. And then there's the Dawson mode, where like you're taking advantage of range. So, you know, being able to do both of those is
that's basically what I've like started to like really work on implementing. Where I was more of like trying to go for just I'm in your face, I'm going in and oppressing you. But now I'm like actually starting to like dart back and forth between both.
Yeah. How many of my kitty kaires?
They took that shit. DoorDash took that shit. You're not getting any food. Gotta go hungry tonight.
Yeah.
they stole that shit. It's over. That's whack.
Whack.
If only I could backdash, find that dude, and stomp on his ass.
He doesn't want to run into a Chicago boy late at night.
So I got the steel chair right here.
Cheater box smash.
Scare a little more
girl. This is not happening.
Yeah.
They took that shit. I do this shit, so I know that motherfucker took it. Like, 100%. It's gone.
Absolutely. It's not coming back.
This happened to us at Climax.
Yo, facts.
Yeah, he's up in Abbey. Really, like, fucking took this shit.
Yo, I
we were done. We were done.
How'd it go today? I had some of the best play I've ever had. So
you did awesome.
I did pretty well. Commentary was great. That's what I'm really
saying. Like, how'd it go?
Yeah.
It was dope.
It was fucking fantastic, man. Yeah, we killed it on the mic today.
I agree. All three of us were badass. So. Yeah.
Your voice is going.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
Say it, mine's out too.
It always does.
Your diaphragm.
I like to yell. That's my problem.
But you can yell, but yell from
the bellows.
Diaphragm.
The bellows? Agreed. It sucks, though, when it happens.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. This was some of the best things I've ever seen. Yeah,
it is. Top tier fucking
now we're just, like, well, we're not going to eat anything. We're not going to wait till breakfast. Because the pizza we ordered was so good.
You play, like, all sorts of games?
Yeah, that's the only explanation. It said it was delivered, but it's not. I don't know if they delivered it, but it's not.
Was somebody waiting up front?
We're all waiting. So, it's just good. Misdelivered to the wrong location. Which I don't know how you can fuck up delivering
it to a hotel or someone. That's terrible. And it's like there's nothing fucking open.
Oh. Never, nope. I might just have to wait for the breakfast buffet.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Oh my god. Terrorize the breakfast buffet. That's all we got. Other than that, game over, son.
Yeah.
See you later, son. Oh, God. I need a massage parlor.
Our pizza got stolen, right?
Yeah. Well, fuck this shit. Throw a goddamn beer in the can. Fuck him.
Other than Zach, like, there's not many relationships I'm used to because he and I used to play first.
I gotta sit down, my back fucking hurts.
We have this
back out of it. Oh, God. My back. What's up, man?
Chilling.
That's our agreement.
You talked to Nagashi?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I asked him some cool stuff.
And, like, in the same way, like,
I asked him, who does he think is best American players?
Okay.
He said Zach and Kane.
Okay.
I asked him who he thinks the best Japanese players are. He says, what's he say? Like, Didi Hosokawa. I asked him the best Sasquatches, sorry. Didi Hosokawa and OKKB.
OKKB, yeah.
Evo champion. So, that was cool.
Nice.
I feel bad for Sheepy. I accidentally was asking questions. But he was cool about it. He was like, you can ask him stuff, it's fine. And the Nakanishi told him, like, people can ask me questions, it's okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, he's a cool dude, man. He's very humble, very nice.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Somebody was you know, geeking out, and they came up to Nagamishi and like, oh, my friend, like, wants to learn Bishamon from you.
Nice.
And that was really funny.
He probably has a great time. Besides the money and stuff, just he meets so many different kinds of people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I told him, I was like, dude, you got a lot of fans, man.
Yeah.
Like, people love you, dude. Like, so that's all I really wanted to let him know.
Nice. He appreciates it, I'm sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's talking to a lot of fucking people, you know, like, he's laughing and shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely on cloud nine right now.
I hope we can give him a good time. He's a little bit richer.
Yep.
Sixpence, none the richer. He's good.
He now has ¥1 billion.
That's incredible. Is that the conversion rate?
Something like that.
Really?
No, I don't think it's that.
Are you guys coming to the diner with us?
I am not. I'm staying here. Thank you for the invite, though.
I'm good. It's the same way. It takes a little bit. I rub my fucking heel here.
You what?
I rub my heel.
Heel?
Yeah. See, you know, life's tough when you gotta prepare and work out to sit for like 8 hours a day.
Yeah? Sitting is no joke.
Exactly. It's bad for you.
This is for you.
Hi, Lo, where'd your health bar go?
You get some good.
Speaking of
good footage.
Yeah, fuck you, fuck you.
I love this shit, man. I work out to your podcast.
Man. Yeah, that's fucking so. That's the sexiest thing that's ever been said to me.
I told him, Adam, I was
that's
literally
so
listening
hot.
To the episode with you two on my flight out here.
That's so dope.
Did you finish it?
No, I got like halfway there.
Okay.
Because it was a short flight. But yeah. I was fucking. I know this is a
good time. Yeah.
But I was really cracking up when you guys started fucking talking about Simpsons. Because I don't remember which one of you said it, but you were like, yeah, I guess you're talking about Simpsons, blah, blah, blah. You're like, yeah, my mom wouldn't let me watch Simpsons. And in my head, I was thinking the same fucking thing. It was like, oh, because they talk back to the parents.
Yeah. Yeah. We both agreed. Like, our parents wouldn't liked us watching The Simpsons because Bart Simpson talked back to his parents.
Because they knew we wanted to be Bart.
Because we wanted to be Bart. We were eat my shorts. Eat my UFO pants.
Yep. Yep.
Gadzooks, mom. Eat my UFO pants. Yo, I linked this to Darren on Facebook. The JNCO Buddha pants, I own the jean version. He owned the dark, like the black jean version.
Dope.
$250 right now to get the same pair of pants we had in eighth grade.
Jesus Christ.
Eighth grade fucking ruled.
Like, eighth grade was the fucking shit. Tony Hawk 2 like came out. Darren was putting up prayer requests for Zombie concerts. Our Bible teacher was like, yo, put up your prayer requests on the chalkboard, like, what you're praying for to go well in your life or whatever. And Darren was like, I hope I have a good time at the Rob Zombie concert.
Fuck yeah, you
and
did.
His brother took him too.
That's fucking amazing.
Damn through the Jesus and burn through the Bible.
John 3:16. God only gave his begotten son.
Have you ever seen the drum and bass like hardcore? It's called Baptiza, and it's drum and bass like Episcopalian preachers like doing the hardcore like get up for Jesus fucking.
Yeah.
But it's like MC like drum and bass like jungle like.
Yeah, yeah, sure,
like, doing
sure,
that
sure.
The whole time, but like the people are like doing the dances to it.
Whoa.
It's called Baptiza, B-A-P-T-I-Z-A.
Baptiza.
Check it out. Yeah.
Punch, punch, punch. Baptiza.
It's drum and bass, but in church. Like, everybody dancing in church, but to drum and bass.
I might go to church.
It is so fucking cool.
If that was real, I might go to church.
Yeah.
Because one thing about church, I hated the music.
Right?
It sucked.
Shittiest music of all time.
And they're like, our music's superior because it's not secular music. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
My music's not secular music. Nobody in the general public knows what the fuck drum and bass is.
Exactly.
Secular.
Secular.
This music sucks.
You can't have sex unless it's with God. That's bad. You
God's
can't,
always invited.
God
it's
fucks.
Always a menage a
trois. God fucks.
I can't believe that shit, though.
God fucks.
God's tickling your taint.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah.
believe that shit, though. Jesus is, you're in a threesome every time you're in a Christian relationship because Jesus is there.
And the Holy Ghost is watching.
Yeah. He's a voyeur.
What a perv.
He's a voyeur.
You can't see him. He's riding the Holy Ghost.
But he can totally see you.
The peeping spirit.
It's called, you know, hallelujah glory hole, right? Like,
oh, God. I'm so fucked up. Hallelujah.
This ain't making it. This is,
no, this is still making it on the podcast.
This is gonna be the EX episode.
Yeah, EX.
Hail Satan.
This is the shit you gotta pay for.
This is the paywall.
This is the Patreon. After hours. This
Patreon.
Is,
yeah,
this is what you gotta fucking pay for.
You gotta
though.
Pay $7,000.
Yeah. You gotta buy. No, you have to buy all of us drugs. That's it.
I mean, I'm committed to your Spotify every month, so I hope I'm contributing to your weed fund.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
All the homies, I try to always give them like so $5. Nice. Like, here, please, have a nug on me.
It's so appreciated, man.
You know?
Just that little, it's like, yeah, it's like you slide me a $5, you know? And
yeah.
Hey, bud.
Go get a fucking, yeah, like, go.
Do you get metrics on Spotify? Do you get told how many people have listened to an episode?
Yeah, I do.
What's your highest number so far?
It's funny because I feel like when people catch wind of the pod, they start from the beginning.
Right. So your earliest episodes have the most listeners.
Yeah.
What's the number? 1,000?
I think it's over 1,000 total. Yeah, listens, like views, listens to.
So
you know.
Is Spotify better? Because I use some fucking podcast downloader. Is Spotify better?
Yeah, I mean, that's where his is, and that's where you can, like, you know,
that's
give him $5.
I have Spotify too.
Yeah. Subscribe, basically.
Yeah, it's weird, like, that. They, like, set it up that way. And like, when I see people subscribe, I was like, oh, fuck, that's kind of cool, I guess. Like,
what is that, red wine?
Red wine. I'm a big
UB40
fan.
Nice. No, I'd be 40 soon. That's
I drank a 40 and left it in their bathroom.
I'm a 40-year-old man with the podcast. That was really funny.
Oh my god.
Every douchebag in the world.
I was fucking dying at your lines today.
You also got
dude.
A Mr. Hands yeah, fucking
you
reference.
Because he finished.
I lost it. I actually fucking Hand. Lost it.
He finished with this. He finished with the squeeze.
I'm so sad.
He only needed one hit left, so he did a stylish finish. I was like, he's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm about to go puff.
Yeah, really.
I'm already outside. Fuck you.
Go back in.
Yeah.
Fine. 411.
Yeah. Go back. Go back to the room, please. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm so glad your brother got top 8.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy he and I were on stream when the James Chin was like, go ahead and get your CFC. And he and I were on camera just like,
no.
Don't.
You know, you have to.
Good for you for getting your shit in.
Thank you. Yeah. I actually did. When the grand finals are like, I'm just going to go nuts.
You said podcast. Yeah. You like plug yourself.
I'm going to fucking go.
Jimmy Urien made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Mindless self-indulgence.
MSI, right.
That's really funny.
If you don't get that, fuck you.
That's how I felt about it, okay? That's how I fucking felt.
Such a good reference.
That's how I
You did a good job of skirting the line that you were given.
You were literally...
Thanks.
You literally walked that tightrope, dude. Yeah. You absolutely walked that perfect tightrope of, like, Tim and Eric level, like, subversion. I loved it.
I did not go over, and I didn't say fuck
so
one time.
I was so happy I listened to it.
I didn't say fuck once.
No. You didn't swear. You kept it kosher. You galaxy brained that commentary today,
man.
It was awesome. I was very happy to just be a part of the whole event because of that.
There were definitely several audible weed chants on the stream. I can't wait to hear that.
You can't, it's just like how WWE can't censor, like, holy
no,
shit.
No, exactly. You can't censor the fucking crowd.
You cannot censor the crowd.
So I'm just going to say, like, bead, bead, bead. And I'm like, that's it. It's happening. you can't
Did
stop
you
them.
Stream,
I said B, 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 and you guys just started saying weed, and I heard it, and I'm like, it worked.